Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. And if you guys saw the product of the week, our Forever Fit Whey Protein, doing a mega sale on that right now, giving everybody the ability to try it out for over 12% off. I actually didn't get a shake in this morning. I just got four eggs and some multiple powder, and I was off to the races. And normally I get my shake in later on, so I'm probably going to make one here in a little bit.
I heard you mixed your powder, your multiple powder, with your eggs.
Oh, my gosh. I do not mix my multiple powder with my eggs. I've gotten this question now. I've gotten this phone call multiple times. I apologize for any confusion that I may have ever caused everyone so greatly by talking about the multiple powder and the eggs on the Hagman Show. I don't mix them in as an omelet. I don't sprinkle it on top. I mix it in with 8 to 10 ounces of water, and I drink it with my eggs.
I wonder how it would taste if you mixed it in.
Probably pretty fruity. Fruity eggs.
I just don't know if I'd want to heat up the powder like that, though.
I don't know. You could sprinkle it on it. No, you're not. Never mind. What are you doing? No.
I never thought about
it. Everybody thought I would sprinkle it on after they were cooked.
Well, you could do that.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you may make them. People don't like eggs. It may make them taste better. The powder tastes great.
The powder tastes great, but I don't know what. All right, I guess I'm going to have to try it on the show one day.
Have some eggs with powder.
You'll get the live reaction from me, whether or not it's horrible or it's great. I bet it's not.
Egg tastes good. Butter tastes good.
Pretty big scoops, though, man. It's not like you're going to be throwing, a little dash, a little sprinkle of salt on it. You're going to be throwing some powder.
Well, sometimes, you have biscuits and some jelly and some eggs on them. It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
With a little cheese.
I'm going to make a shake while I'm at it.
Now what are you doing?
Making a shake. Anyways, what's your first story?
Violent opening of that can.
Well,
that's
the
awful.
Easiest way to do
You're
it.
You're lucky to explode on the
if
set.
If you guys have ever found these tops, we seal them really good so they don't get any air in them. Because I like the product to last. Have at least, what's the expiration date on this? These expired this year, so we'll have another batch we probably have coming in. They usually try to keep about a year and a half batch on them. But they store pretty good. I mean, and I've had them after they've expired. And they're still pretty good.
They're usually good for about a year after that, if they haven't been open. Now, if they've been open, you need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, COVID is now officially less deadly than the seasonal flu.
Of course
it is. Yep.
Hey, but everybody got their 15 boosters.
Oh, yeah. For the first time since 2020, COVID is now killing fewer people than flu across the United States.
Yeah.
CDC data showed that in the week of February the 1st, the latest available, 1.5% of all deaths were linked to COVID, while 2% were linked to the flu. This marks the second week in a row that flu deaths had outpaced those from the pandemic virus. It comes as the U.S. experiences the worst flu season in decades. I will attest to that.
That's been pretty rough. Now, one thing that I'm questioning about it, though, do you think this has something to do with what they're trying to mutate with this whole bird flu thing that's going on right now?
I think it primarily has to do with all the people that took the COVID shot that lowered their immune systems.
The problem is what happens. You guys got to understand it. It becomes a cascading series of events where it starts to grow exponentially because you start getting people that have a bad immune system because they got the shot and they start getting sicker and coming down with stuff. And the problem is when they get sick, they start spreading it to other people and it gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, it says that the CDC showed that about 500 people this week died of the flu and about 350 died of COVID. So the reality is you're only looking at, 500, 600, 700 deaths for the whole country in a week. And a lot of people are really, really sick. And I can honestly say this stuff has been interesting because it's got me pretty fatigued. But I feel pretty good, but I'm still coughing a little bit at night. So it's very frustrating.
You know what I still find intriguing? How well they're able to manipulate the data during COVID. You remember how there were zero COVID cases?
Zero
flu deaths during COVID. That always boggled my mind, how just all of a sudden the flu just disappeared for like 2 years straight.
Well, it's because they were lying about everything.
Everything was a lie. The whole thing was a lie.
Everything the CDC talks about is a lie. By the way, this guy says, I'm a farmer who was forced to kill 6.5 million hens. Here's a terrifying truth of America's egg shortage and who's really to blame. And he's talking about how the Department of Agriculture hasn't come up with a good vaccine to stop this. I personally think this is disinformation. I really do. He's talking about how they're having to kill all these chickens. He's the number 10 largest producing egg producer in the country. And he now say we really need to have a vaccine for these chickens, blah, 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 for the bird flu. And I'm like, okay, well, that sounds great. You know, who's going to pay for all that? And what are the side effects of that going to be to the chickens? And will it be transmittable from a side effect standpoint to humans that are eating the eggs? Because remember, these eggs are pretty raw when you cook them.
I was about to say, they're not being, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. you're embryonic form, another animal. The thing that's crazy about it here, too, Costco is now getting hammered because they're talking about how now there's an article that came out, Tom Rentz posted it, and it's basically a disclosure from the company, the Harris Ranch Beef, that provides one of the pretty much the main beef contract for Costco. And they're talking about how essentially they're using RNA vaccines in the organic cattle now. And they're still able to claim that it's organic because of the Organic Food Act that allows meat to be labeled organic, even if it's been exposed to RNA gene therapy vaccines. It says, so Costco's labeling the organic food organic, but yet it's been shot up now with these new RNA injections. We talked about this about a year and a half ago when we were talking about they were going to come out with cow vaccines that were RNA gene therapy.
Well, remember, we're a petri dish.
Yeah.
This whole planet's a petri dish. And I mean, these fallen angels, these entities, they just experiment on us at free will, apparently, as long as they maintain the rules of engagement.
I mean, how effective, though, is this stuff going to be as far as in compromising the human? After, I mean, you have the meat, and then basically you're cooking the meat at high temperature.
A lot of people eat their beef rare. The other day I ordered a steak.
Rare plus, baby.
It was rare, and it came out cold.
I don't like it cold.
I sent it back. Yeah, I said, like, okay, rare is one thing, cold
is
something
else. You got to order rare plus. Rare plus is the new terminology where you want it rare, but you don't want it ice cube in the middle.
It was ice
I found that out. Now, rare plus is whatever. If you guys like rare steak, rare filet.
So if you're eating rare meat with blood in it, you know, with mRNA vaccines, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking more ground beef. Ground beef you're going to be cooking, you know, chopping up and cooking it pretty.
I don't know, Austin. I don't know what temperature does to it as far as denaturing the mRNA vaccine. I don't know.
Because it's all an experiment. We'll see what happens.
Here's a doctor actually gave us some good advice. He's warning people not to use aluminum foil to cook with. You know, we've done, you know, Sharon and I decided not to do that many, many years ago.
It's still very popular, though.
It does. It is. And then he warns people not to use aluminum pots and pans. And then he warns people not to use basically scented garbage bags because of the VOCs that are coming out of them that are toxic to the lungs.
It's hard to find garbage bags that aren't scented anymore unless you buy the industrial ones.
Really cheap ones, yeah. And he says it's a big no-no. And then he's talking about how they're endocrine disruptors with this and how bad they are. They cause dizziness and headaches and concentration lapses. And then he starts talking about how we need to stay away from different kinds of oils, of course, being, you know, canola, corn, soybean, sunflower, and grapeseed. He says it's better to use butter than it is to use any of these other things. So he actually has a pretty good article here. I thought it was pretty doggone good. And then he starts warning about some other things as far as, you know, they should be using butter to cook with. It's a lot better. But he says stay away from these omega-6 oils. So he actually came out with a really good article on this. And, you know, and of course, it just ties together with what all stuff we've already said.
Well, especially cooking with it. That's one of the big things. I've had a lot of people ask me questions about the oils. And, I mean, butter, avocado oil is great. I know there's some foods that people have sent me an ingredient list where they'll have, like, safflower oil or sunflower oil in them. It's like a final ingredient at the very end. That's not as bad. The ones you got to watch out for is when you're looking at a product and like the number three or four ingredients, soybean oil and canola oil.
Well, you know, like with sunflower oil, you know, our vitamin E, some of the extracts taken for sunflower oil. It's not sunflower oil, it's an extract that's in there. We found it's better to use that from a natural standpoint to get the vitamin E than it's to use synthetic E.
Correct.
So I had a guy contact me about that the other day. And I said, I'm going to continue to take our E. It's the best on the market. It's the best I've ever seen. So we're going to continue to use it.
There's certain things like that you got to look at. But when you're looking at a food that you're going to buy or oil that you're going to cook with, and it's the first ingredient, second ingredient, soybean oil, canola oil, that's really the ones you want to stay away from at all costs. That's at least my opinion, a lot of other people's opinion as well.
Well, so, but you know, it's so funny. So many people now are saying the same thing that I've said for years and years and years, that butter is so important for you and how healthy it is for you. And he also warns you to stay away from styrofoam cups. He said they're really, really toxic and they're really, really bad.
And I've known that for years.
Yeah, styrofoam is bad.
When you can't put any type of temperature in anything warm in styrofoam, it melts.
Well, that was made to hold heat, you know. So
It still starts melting it, though.
Oh, I know.
You feel it after about 20-30 minutes, get soft.
Liquid styrofoam. Let's have some of that. That sounds great.
Now, this is an interesting article that came out, too. Speaking of this, we have the whey protein on sale right now, and I thought it was interesting. This just came out. It said the 5 health benefits of whey protein, but making sure you're getting a high quality, high nutritional value whey. And this is
out of New Zealand, guys.
Yes, the New Zealand whey is the only one that I will carry, if you guys know that. It says the benefits of whey protein aids in weight management. This is a huge factor because I tell people, if you want to add on more body mass as far as muscle tissue and you're trying to gain weight, add this in additionally to meals. Throw your eggs in the morning, throw a whey protein shake on top. If you're trying to lose body weight, body fat, you can use it as a meal replacement. Meaning you can take it as a shake by itself and use it as meal replacement. So it's really, really good. And it goes into detail here. Nutrition and metabolism found that participants given whey protein powder lost significantly more body fat and showed greater preservation of lean muscle compared to subjects consuming a controlled beverage, which is pretty much nothing. It says promotes muscle growth and recovery. You already know that. Increasing protein intake is crucial when you're staying active. It says moderates blood sugar levels. That's a huge factor. I've told you guys before, eggs in the morning, so it's my staple, is my multiple powder. Depending on what my caloric intake is or recovery, I'll usually throw in a shake with the multiple powder on top of that with eggs in the morning, and it keeps your blood sugar really, really stable. Also helps to support hair, skin, and nails. This is really important for a lot of people. You've got to increase protein intake as you get older, and it keeps bones strong. Also helps with vitamin D, as far as absorption. It says studies demonstrate that high protein diets and whey protein are associated with increased bone mineral density levels and reduced bone loss rates as well. And it talks about different types of whey protein. And the reason why, if you ever read on the back of ours, the reason why we use New Zealand whey is it's pretty much the only country in the world that has very, very strict bovine laws. They don't allow any of their animals to be used with these RNA vaccines, period. They don't allow any of them to have antibiotic or hormones used on them, period. They're super strict. It's very expensive, but it's high quality. Because I can tell you right now, from my personal experience, from the research that I've done with manufacturing, processing, and also other companies that sell vitamins and supplements, about 80 to 90% of the whey protein on the market, if it's not listed and certified as New Zealand whey, it's coming out of China. China is the leading world's producer of whey protein, and it is some of the cheapest, sickliest stuff you've ever witnessed in your life. What they do is, it's like the base whey protein after they process it 2 and 3 times from cheese production, milk production. The final phase, when they have nothing left and they got whey on the floor, they inject it basically and put more nitrogen into it to increase the protein aspect of it. And then they throw it in barrels, 55-gallon containers, ship it off. And you're buying pretty much the most denatured, most toxic form of whey you can buy. Not to mention it's usually contaminated with heavy metals and lead because it's from China. And then the company's throwing their protein powder. Oh, it's got 50 grams of protein per scoop. No, it doesn't. No, it does. I can tell you right now by assaying it does not have 50 grams of protein per scoop. And you wonder why.
Depends on how big the scoop is.
Well, yeah. But on top of that, though, they add all kinds of stuff to it to try to jump those numbers up. And then they lie. And on top of that, you drink it. And everybody goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so bloated. My stomach hurts. I feel horrible and lethargic. Well, yeah, because you just put a whole jug of toxins in your stomach that came out of China with who knows what in them. Get your quality whey from a company that you know that uses it every day and that actually produces high quality for out of New Zealand.
Okay, I'm a little confused. I really don't understand how you feel about Chinese whey. I think you need to be a little bit more descriptive about this.
Do not buy Chinese whey. Is that cleared up?
By the way, Putin and Trump decided to have a conversation this week.
Oh, good.
And, about Ukraine.
Okay.
And did not include Vladimir Zelensky, the guy who likes to play the piano naked with his genitalia. They did not. You know, you got to think about it for a second. Are you really going to be considered the president of a country if you've got videos of you online dancing in leather tights with a bunch of gays and playing the piano naked?
Here's the worst part about that video. Okay. Here's the worst part about it. It wasn't bad enough. It wasn't like he was some pervert P. Diddy party in private and they recorded him. He did it on stage.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did it on stage.
We posted it the other day.
This wasn't a Diddy party he was at. Somebody got him on a cell phone camera. He was on stage doing it.
So he basically was a person who played the president in a sitcom and the people in Ukraine supposedly, which I don't believe they did, put him into power. And now he's considered such a joke that when they meet about his country, they don't even include him in the conversation.
He didn't even make the conference call.
That's funny. Let me read this here. President Donald Trump's phone call to Russian Vladimir Putin on Wednesday has deeply rattled Ukraine and its European partners, triggering long-held fears Ukraine could be excluded from the peace talks determining its own future and security, as well as that of the rest of the continent. Trump, who spoke to Putin on Wednesday, and then afterwards telephoned Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, the great piano player, to inform him of the call, said that he and his Russian counterpart will soon try to meet in Saudi Arabia about the Ukrainian leader. Well, without the Ukrainian leader. So now Trump and Putin are going to decide Ukraine without even inviting the president. The announcement of the Trump-Putin call, which made no mention of Europe, and a pending meeting between the two men also played to European leaders' fears that the defense interests will fall by the wayside if Trump has direct talks with Russia. You know, what's funny with all of this?
Unless you didn't think this war was theater.
No, what's funny about all of this stuff is that, number one, you know, Trump realizes that Putin basically is the one who's going to make these decisions for Ukraine. And number two, he realizes that Zelensky's not going to be negotiable on anything. And number three, he realizes that if we stop giving the hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons to Ukraine, now Ukraine's going to have to stop anyhow the war. So since we're the one who's Biden made us the fulcrum here,
yeah,
by giving all this money to Ukraine and his weapons. And so now Trump's basically saying, well, look, nobody else wants to support this country like we do. So what we're going to do is just going to go to the guy they're fighting with and take care of this. And I thought it was pretty. And in Bolton, you know, John, which I don't care for Bolton at all. Another pro-Zionist war hawk. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Wednesday on CNN, the source, that President Donald Trump has effectively surrendered to Russian President Vladimir Putin, which really kind of says he's right, honestly. But Putin doesn't want to negotiate with Zelensky. He wants to negotiate with Trump because he thinks he'll get more out of him, and he's absolutely right. John Bolton actually got that right, which is kind of silly. It really, really is. But then they're now beginning to realize that with the Middle East over there, as far as with Gaza, Van Hollen has now said that Trump has lit a fire and threw it on a keg of gasoline in the Middle East. He said it wasn't bad enough already with what's going on with 2 million Gazans. Now they want to basically have ethnic cleansing of the entire state and move them out. And I can't really argue with that either, because it's really pretty much the truth. And now the Kremlin has also confirmed that Putin and Trump are on a summit. And Zelensky warns against cutting the Ukrainians out. So what is Zelensky going to do?
What is he going to do?
He's going to jump on a piano naked and start crying.
Yeah.
Okay, and have a little just
kicking,
you know,
and screaming like a little baby,
and then fall on the floor. The Kremlin side has confirmed that Putin and Trump summit is on the way. Following, sorry, I should have said jump on a piano naked. He's such a pervert. Following the phone call revealed to have been an hour and a half in length. Crucially, the two leaders agreed to begin negotiating on the war of the Ukraine. At a Thursday report, Russia state. Strikes a glowing and enthusiastic tone. It is hard to overestimate the significance of the recent phone call between President Trump and President Putin. They said that further following this very important conversation, each side is now organizing the groundwork for a summit. It further involved the president extending invitations to visit each of the other's countries. They will focus on a separate meeting. And personally, I like this about Trump and Putin. Biden wouldn't get out of the basement. You know,
Biden wouldn't do it. He's kept approving another 10 million, another 20 million, 10% for the big guy. You know, I mean, that whole thing.
When Biden took a dump on the platform, that was about all I could tell you.
Yeah.
That was about all. His wife has to trot him off and change out his depends. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, this was absolutely an embarrassment for 4 years. I remember I used to watch Star Trek, and you know, there was a guy named Worf, and he was this big Klingon, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, you know, there was a part of the Klingon Empire's, you know, history that they didn't want to talk about because the Klingons didn't look like Klingons do today. And, you know, and that's kind of like this. This is one of those things. They don't really want to talk about Zelensky and what he's involved with.
So
his naked singing and everything
else. We're just not even going to invite him to the negotiations.
Yeah. So Worf, the Klingon Empire, has basically said this. Zelensky described that he did not discuss the question of the future of NATO membership with Trump. In other words, Zelensky is basically done. You know, it says the Western leaders are in a stupor after the Putin-Trump call, unaccustomed to a simple, polite conversation. just have a talk with him. In the past 4 years, threats and basically became the language of Western diplomacy, which is what Biden did. Zelensky is at least realistic on the above, particularly about no real security guarantees without the Americans. True. As we're getting Trump on board with Zelensky, disappointed the gay negotiations, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent met with Zelensky on Wednesday, where they reportedly agreed to a draft proposal for granting U.S. access to the country's rare earth minerals, which I had heard wasn't going to be possible because Russia already had control of them. So we'll see what happens with that. So if Trump does this for rare earth minerals, it's kind of a backdoor entry into what they wanted to begin with, and probably why they backed it all to start with. But remember, Russia just wants the Russians freed from being attacked by Zelensky. And now the ethnic cleansing has been so extreme in Ukraine with millions of people exiting that there every 10 women are only having like 7 children. And it takes like 22 to maintain the population. And there's a massive drop in the population. Remember, we talked about this a couple years ago. There were a lot of Nazis in Ukraine still from World War II. They had entire Nazi divisions wearing swastikas.
Yeah.
And by the way, Kanye West has been kicked off one of the websites now for selling T-shirts with swastikas.
Oh my gosh, is he really?
Oh yeah, that was interesting.
He just goes too far sometimes.
But apparently he said he's a Nazi. He's embracing it now. But what's happened is they want to get rid of the ethnic people that were in Ukraine that were Nazis.
They were dropping these kids in the meat grinder. I told you about that. Guys that I've talked to and guys that come over here, and they said these kids are getting conscripted at 18, 19 years old.
I promise you, Israel and the greater Israeli project is going to be directly involved in the rebuilding of
Ukraine. BlackRock already came out. I covered the article a year and a half ago. Yep. BlackRock basically has the contract to rebuild Ukraine now, the $500 billion project.
Almost a trillion dollar
rebuilding project. And they said it's going to have 5G, 6G smart city technology, what they're going to rebuild in Ukraine.
And here's what it says. Ukraine faces population replacement with third world migrants after the war.
There you go.
Millions of Ukrainians, especially the Nazis, have left their country, and hundreds of thousands of men are dead and wounded at the front. Now, employers and big capital already suggested that the only solution is for mass immigration. This is Soros again.
Yep.
This is the World Economic Forum. After the war is over, many of the soldiers will come home to Ukraine. They'll be rapidly transformed under their feet. Currently, every 10 Ukrainian women have only 7 children. On the average, I just quoted that a second ago, while to maintain the population, it should be at least 22. Ukraine's population will continue to decline, and the previously mentioned population of 40 million will become unattainable. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to bring in all these people from these third world countries, which is going to continue to dilute the population of the Ukraine and make it easier to control the country, because when you have chaos and you have all these different people off and all these different social ethnic groups, they simply cannot coalesce.
No, they can't.
And that's what we've seen in the United States.
And I mean, that's why I've been telling everybody that lives here, especially in Florida, because we've run this problem severely down here in Florida with an influx of people from all over the world.
Running Mexican flags.
Mexican flags, the Puerto Rican flags, which I know they're part of the United States territory, but some of the ones you run into down here with the Puerto Rican gangs are becoming a severe problem. Per the Polk County Sheriff's Department, other sheriff's department, what they told me verbatim, that they're coming in now, they're setting up these gangs, especially in Kissimmee and other parts of Orlando. This just happened over in Louisiana just over the weekend. Nicholas State University student was attacked Friday by a hammer-wielding man outside of a church adjacent to the campus. She was sitting at the table preparing for a weekend church retreat with her other girlfriends at the St. Thomas Catholic Church. Man walked up behind her and started beating her with a hammer. Unprovoked, 100%. He was again arrested. He's held on second-degree attempted murder, and they come to find out now he was completely and totally illegal. Wasn't even supposed to be in Louisiana or the United States, period.
Well, this is what Biden did for us.
This is what Biden did, but this is also, too, why I have continued to tell you guys, if you know how to operate, or you know how to train, or you know how to shoot, or you know how to defend yourself, that is a very, very key factor you need to continue to basically work on. You need to make sure you maintain that skill set, because a lot of these guys are going to be coming here, and they're still coming here, and they are not going to want to leave easy. These deportations that are coming up right now, these are all the soft points. You wait till they start dealing with these guys that are dug in, that are heavily organized and know how to communicate from all these different gangs from all these different countries, like you saw in Aurora, Colorado, and other parts of Texas.
If they ever take them out.
If they ever able to get them out. Once these guys get dug in and they got 40, 50,000 people in a city, like you have in Orlando now, with a lot of these Puerto Rican gangs and Honduras gangs that are having enormous crime. I talked to a friend of mine in Tampa the other day, and he said the crime in Tampa has gotten rampant. rampant from what it used to be. Crime in Tampa dropped precipitously in the teens, you know, 2014, 2015, dropped off precipitously. It's coming back up significantly now because Tampa's growing so fast, but it's not growing the proper way. It's growing from people all over the country and all over the world, and a lot of them do not value respect other people. They have very poor values, like they're from northern states. I'm not completely, you know, telling everybody that's what there are.
I was cold.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm not picking anybody, but I went to New York years ago. I mean, I'm not picking them from New York, but they were some of the rudest individuals I've ever been encountered in my entire life, just on a daily basis, trying to talk to people, ask somebody something, engage somebody. I mean, people cussing at me, yelling at me, giving me the dirtiest looks. Hey, can you do this? Or can you take a photo? Or what do you think about this? Can I ask you something? Oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, so that's why my attitude is.
You didn't say New York. You said up north. North, New York's awful. New York City's horrible.
I said up north too. So I mean, I value our customers that are up there. I value our patriots that are up there. But there's also some people up there that, you know.
Well, you know, the United States has always been two separate countries.
It has.
No, it has. The southern states are different than the northern states. They still are.
I know.
We actually say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and you do it up north, people look at you like you're something you kind
of. And there's a lot of good patriots up north. I do know customers. I know friends that are up north.
I do too.
But a general consensus of the attitude up there is much more, how should I say, disrespectful than it is down here.
Well, it's very liberal. Very, very liberal. And so what you do is you run into a situation where, you know, and that's why the United States should have been left as two separate countries. The Confederate States of America should have been left.
North America and South America, except it wouldn't have been the southern border.
No, it should have been.
Yeah.
No, I that is my opinion. What Lincoln did to quote restore the public by killing almost everybody in the South was unbelievable.
Well, it really made no sense. The entire context of it didn't make any sense. We're going to wipe out the entire southern population of the United States
to restore the country.
To restore the republic. Well, isn't that kind of the purpose of a republic if we want to separate states?
Most of the people already started getting rid of slaves anyhow. There were still slaves in the North. I mean, slavery was a secondary issue.
Well, the cotton gin changed a lot of that.
Of course it did. You know, so all of this stuff that we talk about now, you know, from 150, 60 years ago with the Civil War, you know, we've got to really look at states' rights with that. And, you know, and who these people were. I mean, the Southerns, if you look at that movie Gone with the Wind, I watched part of it the other night. I can only take so much of Scarlett O'Hara. She's just, bleh. You know,
what's that movie from the 30s?
Like the 30s. One of the greatest movies of all time, though. And it says basically it was a land of slaves and a land of lords and a land of this and a land basically that's gone with the wind.
Yeah.
It's gone now because of what happened with the Civil War. And there were a lot of parts of the South that were bad, but there were a lot of parts of the South that were very good. It's very noble. You know, people telling you, you know, people not needing a written contract, just needing a handshake and trusting one another. And so, but we've always been two separate countries. We really have. I mean, we should have never been forced to go back together again. We were more of an agricultural section, you know, with plantations.
Oh, huge ag with tobacco and all the other stuff.
And the northern states were controlled by the money interests out of the Rothschild banking cartels, which now include Robert Murdoch, basically, who has acquired the podcast network of Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is a big deal, guys.
Murdoch's bad news.
He's a Rothschild cutout.
I know he is. Okay? I've done a research on it.
Red Seat Ventures was host of the likes of former news stars Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly and popular true crime podcast, has been acquired by Rupert Murdoch's Fox.
I wondered how long this is going to go on.
They can't allow it. They have to maintain.
Well, Tucker Carlson, I mean, you saw what happened when he stepped away from Fox and he did his own thing. Remember the doggone views he had on one of the first interviews? I mean, exploded. It went viral.
Well, now they can tell him what he can and can't
say.
That's
exactly right.
It will operate as a standalone entity within Tubi Media Group and led by Tubi CEO Paul Cheesbrough. I think I changed my name. My name was Cheesbrewer, according to the Deadline. The Red Seat Ventures executive team, led by founding partners Chris Baff and Kevin Baff, will continue to lead and operate the business. They're going to keep their people in there as front guys. Red Seat Ventures, Murdoch, which also includes Pierce Morgan, Dr. Phil, and Bill O'Reilly, among the list of talents. Its 17 creator-led shows reportedly drove over 200 million monthly active views in November of 24 and exists as a top 10 podcast network in the U.S. in terms of scale and reach. The creator company is one of the fastest growing media categories worldwide, and now it's going to be controlled via the Rothschild banking cartel again. That's why seven groups control almost all media, and now they're buying up the podcasts and controlling who says what on podcasts also.
Well, we've talked about it before. We knew that was going to happen. That's why we put together the Ted and Austin Brower Show years ago, and that's why now
Global Star.
We've been expanding it independently with Global Star, and we have our own independent website. And all we've tried to do as many, you know, security
standalone,
measures as we can to keep things standalone, not get controlled by a specific platform, not get controlled by a certain entity, not have all this stuff controlling, because this is going to get worse. I'm letting you know that right now. It's going to get much worse with the control of the podcast and the control of the media, because They saw what happened during COVID. Yeah, they saw what happened during COVID. Is you started having everybody came out and started talking about stuff and went, why are we doing this? Why are we allowing the CDC, which is an agency that researches basically infectious diseases, they have no authority to make mandates, but they're coming out now stating you have to stay 6 feet apart and you have to wear a mask and you have to shut your business down. And then they used basically the government aspect with Fauci to control and start putting in these mandates that were never ratified by Congress. These were never laws that were put into place. They were sudden emergency use authorization order mandates that told you what you could and couldn't do based on what they told you. Not any factual evidence that actually was going on, because the factual evidence was showing people that came down with COVID, they were getting intravenous vitamin C and zinc and ivermectin, had 100% survival rate according to one doctor. That's what he said. Not fake news. Can't talk about that. You have to go on remdesivir as soon as you catch COVID. That is the only standard of care is what they listed it as. So you had to immediately go on remdesivir if you're admitted in the hospital with COVID. And then suddenly we found out that trillions of dollars were pumped into the medical industrial complex.
Yeah, Fauci needs to be put on trial for mass murder.
He does. He's one of those. Yeah. That is not something I take lightly or would recommend. That's a serious crime against humanity. But I think myself and many other people feel the exact same way about
that. Nobody could stand him. You know, he little rat-faced Fink. I mean, he was horrible, man.
Well, he took over the positions of a dictator.
No,
if you guys remember, I know a lot of people blocked it out. A lot of people just kind of compartmentalized COVID because nobody wants to remember it. If you guys don't remember, he was on national television almost every single day telling everyone what you could and couldn't do and the cases and the hospitalizations and the restrictions and the mandates and how we had to do 2 more weeks to flatten the curve and 2 more weeks to flatten the curve and 30 more days to flatten the curve until finally we've gone through a year and we go, what is this crap? Florida just decided to do what we were going to do. It was the most ironic thing in the world. I remember
cases went way down.
Oh, I remember the news agencies went nuts. They said, Florida's going to be a death camp. It's going to be like a zombie outbreak. Florida's going to die. Everybody in Florida's going to die. 6 months later, we're like, y'all are still dealing with COVID? Like, all right, I got it. I was alive. You know, I was sick for like 4 or 5 days. It was horrible. And here I am again, back on the podcast. You know, and it was funny because it was just a lot of people just decided, hey, I just don't think we're going to participate.
Well, this stuff they've turned loose on us now, either through fog or whatever, these biologicals they've unleashed, this is worse than COVID to me.
They're not going to stop.
This has been 2 weeks of this for me now.
They're not going to stop with it. They're going to keep pushing this stuff continually. That's one of the reasons why I've told so many people, you've got to make sure you're stocked up on your vitamin C and your D3 and your zinc on a regular basis. Don't wait until you start getting sick to get these products. And if you do need stuff quickly, we have the expedited shipping available. I'm sending an email out to that to you guys. Pretty much expect with the regular shipping now via the post office, and everybody's giving me a consensus on this, about 4 to 10 business days. What it is, I can't help it anymore. We're doing the best we can to mitigate it. That's why we put together an expedited shipping program. We have it on the website. It's $19.99. It's better than almost any program I've looked at. Not only are you going to get stuff in 2 to 3 days guaranteed, it gets VIP handling. So when you pay that, we're trying to incentivize people that if you need a product, if you're in a position where your family's sick and they need vitamin C and they need D3, and you click that, you go to the front of the line. We're losing money on this, by the way, with the shipping cost. $19.99 doesn't cover next day or second day cost, I promise you. But I want to make people have the ability to have these products when they need them and get them as quickly as possible. Because it almost appears to me is like the federal government with the USPS system, they're intentionally trying to slow it down for some reason. I don't know why.
It's Amazon, because they're pushing Amazon so hard with the priority delivery.
Yeah,
and everybody's, you know, it's all kickback, bribes, et cetera. It's just they want to be able to, you know, do the best they possibly can, given these giant contracts to Amazon, and it's horrible is what it is. I mean, the other day it was after hours, you know, and we were at the office, and we had a bunch of boxes that still needed to go out. I personally loaded them into the vehicle. Yeah. I personally took them to the post office. I mean, Ted did. Ted went over, and I talked to the postmaster, and I unloaded everything. And then he wanted me to load it into another bin. I said, don't you have staff here? And so I loaded it in the other bin, because I said, I want it going out today. And he said, okay, it'll go out today. And I, because it was a Friday night. It was after 5, and I wanted the shipment going out so it would have weekend transit time so it could be moved around.
Here you go.
So,
give me camera, Rich. This is it right here. You guys want to see this? You asked for it. I gave it to you. Flat rate shipping's $8.95. If you do orders over $125, it's completely free shipping, but it's still the flat rate shipping handling. Express shipping, again, here you see it on camera 4, express shipping, 3 business days guaranteed, and you get VIP handling on it. We're going to put it to the front of the line and get you product as soon as you need it, as quickly as you need it. In some cases, I'm getting reports of people getting their product within 1 to 2 days. I can't guarantee that. 3 days is my guarantee, but I'm telling you right now, this is the best option. So if you're having a problem with shipping where you're at, which is a lot of Michigan, Texas, I'm getting people all over the place, delays. That is something we're mitigating on our end. We're biting the bullet. We're going out and above and beyond to make sure everybody has access to it. I want to clarify that again.
Well, let me ask you a question on this, because I should have asked you off the air on this, because I don't know. If you have if you ship over $150, it's free?
$125 is free shipping.
What, is there any kind of, when you do the express shipping and it's more than $125, or we still have to charge cover
our costs? It's still the $19.95 because primarily the weight. Orders over that usually fall into a weight range that we've calculated. And so the express shipping, when we run it second day air, 3 day select, it's usually in the mid $20 to $30 range to get stuff. And what we've done now is, if it's a really small package, and I can't guarantee this, but if it's a small package and it's in that free shipping range and you pay for the express shipping, sometimes we're shipping stuff out next day air and just eating the cost of it.
Wow.
Because we want our customers to have that level of experience with us and get the product to them.
Well, I love shipping stuff next year. By the way, Trump has called for the Department of Education to be closed immediately.
I love it.
Now, I don't know if he has the authority to do
it. I don't think he does, but
I love it. President Donald Trump expressed that he wants the Department of Education to be closed immediately, describing it as a big con job. Wow, he's right. When asked by a reporter how soon Trump wanted the Department of Education to be closed, he said immediately. He said the United States education system was ranked 40th in the world. But we're ranked number one in costs to train the children on how to cut their genitalia off. Just to let you guys know what's going on with this money.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to be closed immediately, Trump answered. Looked at the Department of Education as a con job. They were ranked in the top 40 countries in the world. We're ranked number 40th out of 40. But we're ranked number one in the department costs per pupil. So we spend more money per pupil than any other country in the world, but we've ranked number 40. We've been between 38 and 40
That's
in the last
year. Right there.
Yep. And this is the problem that we have, because Norway, Denmark, Sweden, I hate to say it, China, as big as it is ranked in the top 5.
They are.
Trump continued, that's a primary competitor. We're ranked number 40, so if we're ranked at number 40, it means something's really wrong, right? And he's correct. We probably have 35, maybe 37 states to do as well as Denmark, Norway, Finland, Trump added. They'll be just as good. So the truth of the matter is, you got a lot of these liberal states that are basically more concerned about liberal ideology. This is why I also talked about the northern states being different than the southern states at the beginning of this podcast, and he's right. I remember years ago, I was doing a show in Boston. This is over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, over 30 years ago, and I remember I was listening, and I was about to go on the air. It was the number one station in Boston, and they were having the gay poster boy contest.
There you go. Gosh.
No, this was not a spoof. It was legit. And I sat there listening on the telephone, you know, with my headset on, and I thought, do I really want to be associated with the station that's promoting the gay poster?
Do you want to follow this?
and so I hung up. I just clicked off.
Yeah.
Didn't say goodbye, just disappeared. Boy, they call me back after the show, after 10 o'clock, and they were chewing me out. How dare you do this to us? We had you ready to go live, blah, blah, blah. And I said to them, I said, look, here's the deal. I said, I don't want to be associated with your gay poster board stuff. I said, my name's too important to me for that. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you lost a lot of money. You could have sold a lot of your Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy programs. And I said, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to be part of this. And I said, if you guys want to promote stuff like that, you promote it. Now, think about this. That was when I was still living in Somerset, Austin.
Yeah.
Because I remember being in the studio and unplugging my headset. I remember that this was over 30 years ago. If they were that bad 30 years ago in Boston on the radio, how bad do they be now a third of a century later?
Yeah.
And so when you see this stuff up north and you realize that they're putting all of this money from the Department of Education into DEI initiatives in many cases.
We covered it yesterday.
And how these people are basically trying to teach these young children to mutilate themselves. You have to ask yourself a question. Is there a difference between the southern states, which still teach the children to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And we try to keep them, you know, we have homeschool co-ops now that are huge. They're rivaling some of the doggone public school systems are so big because nobody wants to be in the school system that's even better here. And that's one of the things that DeSantis did. We can now use the money for school, for parochial school, and have the tuition paid for. I know at Grace Lutheran in Winter Haven, you know, where I go to church. They have a whole bunch of kids now that are being paid for by the state of Florida with the same amount of money they were giving to the public school system.
Well, that's because we all fund it with our doggone income, our sales tax, and also our property tax.
I was so angry when I had you. I went to that quote unquote good school here in Polk County that ended up being a liberal nightmare, and I had to still pay the tuition for it, and I still had to pay all the property tax. And DeSantis fixed that. That's what I really hope his wife runs for governor after he's out. Oh, by the way, white dealers are flying gold bars by plane from London to New York.
I saw that.
People are moving gold by the tons out of England into the United States for our COMEX because people are wanting delivery in gold now instead of dollars.
I saw that. That's going to shoot the price of gold to the roof. Once people start realizing that the gold paper market doesn't match the gold physical market,
that's why they're bringing it by the time. Well, it's the naked shorts.
That's exactly
I'm going
right.
to go ahead. We're going to sell, 100,000 ounces of gold now today for whatever it goes down to. It doesn't matter if it's 2,800 an ounce, 2,000 ounce, or 1,500 an ounce. It doesn't matter. We're selling it. But then you don't have to fulfill the contract with gold. You have to fulfill it in paper.
Cash.
Which is Rothschild funny money.
Yep.
And so if we could start getting the COMEX to have to refill all of their contracts in physical metal, gold would be $10,000,
$20,000
an ounce.
It would change overnight.
So would silver, yeah.
This is a funny article now. Pam Bondi is just on a rampage. She has now announced this morning the DOJ has filed charges against the state of New York, the governor, Kathy Hochul, the AG, Lieta James, and the DMV commissioner, Mark Schroeder. Said New York has chose to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens, and it stops today.
You know, she's almost 60 years old. She looks like she's like 35.
I didn't know she's that old.
Oh, yeah. Pam Bondi's in her late 50s.
No, she's on a rampage, though. Yeah, I watched part of the interview, and she was talking about how New York, which is basically bragged about how they're a sanctuary state and how essentially anybody can come there from any country at any point in time. They're never getting deported, and they get free. This hence the luxury hotels they just got paid for with FEMA. And apparently now with a lot of these executive orders and a lot of the programs, they're saying that they're violating federal law as far as by supporting all this. And so they've filed charges against them. This is a big deal.
Well, Gavin Newsom over in California now, they're using the federal money now to start cleaning up all of the areas that were burned.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, again, he's down on the federal government, down on Trump, down on everybody. But he takes that federal tax money, doesn't he?
Takes the money real quick. Whoa. Then I watched the interview. And it was kind of strange. You know, this whole thing with Elon Musk in the White House and running around, there's a lot of people who got mixed emotions about this. I know there's a lot of strange things.
I love it.
It's pretty funny to me just for the fact that, here's the funny part. I got to say the irony. You got people that were completely okay with a bumbling buffoon that couldn't even talk or speak in public but once every 6 months or so without having to do pre-recorded stuff as the alleged president of the United States. But then you got Trump, who's doing daily interviews with the news all day. You notice this? I mean, he's doing press briefings and taking questions all day. I mean, from the very morning till night, he's doing it all day. And then you got, basically Elon Musk in here who's wild. I don't know how. I mean, there's pros and cons to him.
Who's this kid in here?
That's his son. That's one of his sons.
He's got like 12 kids.
He's got 12 kids. So there's he brought up an interesting question. It's kind of ironic because Elon Musk makes a significant amount of money off military contracts. However, though, he said, we're doing an investigation with DOGE to investigate federal employees whose net worths have exploded despite their comparatively low pay. We've brought this up now with Nancy Pelosi, you know, who makes $180,000 a year in Congress, but yet her net worth's like, what, $175 or $75 million? Some obscene amount of money. And he's talking about Samantha Power, who is the former head of the USAID. Her net worth, allegedly, when she was put in as ambassador to the United States under Obama in 2021, or sworn in as far as under Obama, and then sworn in as USAID in 2021, her net worth was around $6.7 million in January 2021. The new disclosure on her net worth is now estimated at $30 million.
How do you do that?
Her job was $180,000.
How do you pay taxes on half your earnings and then basically get it up that high that fast?
I would love to know, because quite frankly, as Elon Musk said, we really need to start taking some investment tips from these people.
Yeah.
$180,000 per year after taxes, you're going to bring home probably around $100,000, $120,000, depending on what you have as far as for write-offs. And your net worth goes up, you know, what, $23 million in 4 years?
So odd.
The math doesn't math right there with me on that, especially with taxes and everything else that's going on. Unless she, well, I don't know, put all of her money in Bitcoin 20 years ago, as allegedly some people claim they did. I'm like, okay, cool story.
By the way, men may be more romantic than women experts say. I'm gonna cover this for a second. I laughed about this.
Okay, I'm gonna have to laugh.
You know, when your mom and I went out,
yeah,
many years ago, I remember the next day we had this great date. And I sent her a single rose, and it said, a perfect evening deserves a perfect rose. That's pretty romantic. Now, I had never done that before.
Yeah,
but your mom
was pretty slick, though.
But your mom was so great. I had to do that. And so it was funny because, you know, now we've this gynocentric society that we live in, and that men are supposed to be worshiping women now. Men now apparently have become more romantic than women. Because the women have become so distant in so many cases because of feminism, the guys don't know what to do, because you still have 75% of these guys at the age of 40 want to be married, though 25% are not. And they don't know what to do because the women just basically don't, you know, they don't promote, you know, feminism. They're not, there's a term here, they're not being feminine. Yeah. I'm not talking about feminism. You know, they're not, you know, they're not girly girls. They're basically, you know, a lot of them are butch dyke lesbians.
I
had to go there for a second.
I knew you were going to say that.
And so I can guarantee you that most men are going to be more romantic than butch dyke lesbians that want to beat you when they look at you. And so I find it interesting that they're saying this now, because a lot of guys really want back what we lost in this country as far as women that are feminine and that care about having a family and care about raising children and caring about being a provider for the home. And we're talking Proverbs 31 wife. If you don't really know what that means, go look that one up in the Bible. And men want that back. And so men, I guess, are trying to become more romantic in this gynocentric society than women are, who want to have their jobs.
Get a career.
You know, and, you know, have their careers and, you know, want to be, you know, predators. And it's crazy to me how the world has changed so much that they're actually coming out with an article now saying this. I'm going to post this so you guys can read it. And I don't agree with all the assumptions they say and the things they do in this article, but I thought it was an interesting title on the headline. That's why I want to just kind of talk about it for a second.
This is another article that's wild here. Teens who eat ultra-processed foods have lower muscle mass and less strength. This research study here showed ultra-processed foods significantly increased the risk of low muscle mass, a key indicator, by 60% in young and middle-aged adults. They said UPF consumption is linked to various health issues beyond muscle mass reduction, including obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. And I have a really good friend of mine, close brother of mine. He's one of my best friends. I was training with him in the gym last night. He's been in town. He works as a lineman. He has a contract local, like right down the road. So he's been staying at my place on and off. I've been talking about stuff, and, you know, for the longest time, lineman position's a rough position. I mean, as far as what it is, it's a lot of work. I give those guys credit. They put a lot of time in. And, you know, for the longest time, he was running a lot of issues as far as with his gut health because of so much fast food they're constantly eating, because they're out there on the sites all the time and they're getting fast food. And so what he does now, he basically preps all of his meals and eats them throughout the day, which is the absolute best thing to do if you're doing that. And he was talking about how much better he's felt when he stopped eating that, because he said a lot of times he's running these issues where he's eating all this ultra-processed food, and he'd have no energy to train at night. So he started training in the morning at like 5 a.m. But then the problem is he's still eating after the food. By the time he got home, he felt horrible. This article goes into detail with this as well, and he discussed since he's been eating a lot of the food prep, his muscle mass and size has exploded much more than it used to be. He's already a big boy, but eating clean food will massively help as far as intramuscular fat, which is reducing the fat inside the muscle and also reduces that gut fat and helps out with overall gut health and reduces inflammation, cutting those foods out. So again, another study, and I'll post it on the website, you guys can read it, another study once again that talks about the benefits of cutting ultra-processed foods out of your diet. Try to keep stuff as limited ingredients as possible. Buy some organic rice or some organic or grass-fed ground beef or chicken. Mix them up. Throw some vegetables in it. One of the best meals you can eat, and I've eaten for years, is ground beef and rice with green beans. It just works. Same thing. Do same thing with chicken if you want to eat chicken with it. Get the clean versions. They're a few dollars more. You can make them in a giant pot at one time, giant pan. You can chop up 4, 5, 6 meals out of it as far as in, you know, food prep, and you have the ability to eat it throughout the day and not have as many issues with your gut and also body fat problems if you're trying to stay in shape, stay healthy, which you all should be.
But it's so boring.
Oh, I know. I never said it wasn't boring. Here's the thing. Why do you feel like your food has to entertain you? I've never understood this concept. Why does everybody have to be entertained? My food has not entertained me today. I need to have my diet soda with my Pringles and my burrito from Taco Bell. And then I'm like, well, you wonder why you feel like crap. Stop asking me how to feel better and eating the same foods. It doesn't have to be entertaining. Newsflash.
You know, it's interesting. When you get upset like that, your veins come out.
How do you know? My blood pressure's going up. I get that question all the time. It's so boring eating chicken, rice, and green beans. I'm like, and opposed to what? Feeling like crap, having no energy, having basically all types of health problems, having your gut bloated, gastric disturbance all the time. I mean, which one do you want?
I always ask, boring compared to what? Heart disease, diabetes.
There you go.
Cancer.
Yeah. Great statement.
I'm going to repeat that one already. So eating clean basically is boring. Well, is that being bored compared to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, laying in intensive care? Having stents put in your heart.
And I'll tell you this right now. This will
gut rotting out.
100%.
Celiac disease.
Guarantee I will tell you this right now because I've experienced this hundreds of times, and everybody I know that's been in the industry as far as health industry is the same way. If you eat really clean for a month, even give it 2 weeks, you go eat really, really clean for 2 weeks, and then you go have a cheat meal, a fairly decent cheat meal, you will enjoy that cheat meal, and it will entertain you beyond your wildest dreams.
That's true.
It will. If you eat chicken and rice and green beans for 2 weeks straight, and then you go get like a Five Guys burger, that Five Guys burger is going to be just, you're going to love it. And then your stomach's probably not going to feel good after you eat it.
You won't feel good after
you eat
it.
You won't feel good after you eat it.
But you'll enjoy it while you're eating
you'll
it.
You'll enjoy it. I've had so many people tell me that, and they go, man, I've been eating clean for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then I went and stopped and got this fast food. I feel horrible now. I'm on the couch with no energy. I'm like, that's because your body's detoxed.
Again.
And you know how to operate. Your body's functioning. Yep. And you just put toxins in it.
Oh, by the way, there's a new Captain America movie coming out this month. And it is absolutely horrible. I watched it.
I heard it's super woke, too. They got a bunch of stuff.
You know, it's so funny. I like Harrison Ford as an actor. I do.
He's gone to crap, though.
But he's gone. Yeah, he's gotten.
He has.
And he's so liberal.
Gone are the days of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, no, that last Raiders of the Lost Ark he did was a huge flop. It lost, what, $200 million?
Well, no, don't talk bad about Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's Indiana Jones is the last one he did. Raiders of the Lost Ark was the original one with the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. That was a cool movie.
What was the last one he called? What was it called?
I don't even know.
We don't know another.
It was so irrelevant that I didn't even see it. I didn't even look at it.
It had that tranny in it.
Well, no.
And now Captain America basically has wings. He's not even Captain America anymore.
I saw it, yeah.
And I watched part of it. I thought the previews on it. I thought, this is awful. And again, it's another Disney woke mess. By the way, DEI now is being dumped at Disney everywhere.
I heard that.
A lot of the old movies that they said were racist, which they weren't, they're removing the DEI warning tags.
The warning on them?
Yep.
Well, remember, they put that big warning on Swiss Family Robinson years ago.
Well, they're taking all that off now because they finally realized that, you know,
now,
whoever told us to do that basically was crazy.
Do you think they're actually removing this DEI, or do you think they're just hiding it and burying it, waiting to allow it to rear its ugly head.
Well, it depends on what they do as far as their DEI policies and who they hire. When you hire a bunch of people that are DEI gays, transgenders, and weirdos, and you put them into a position of power in your organization, they're going to continue to make those things and make it so that it's more subtle.
Well, I've heard the shareholders, though, from what I've read, they're pissed.
Well, no, the theme park attendance is way down. Disney has scrapped its trigger warnings for children's cartoons such as Dumbo in a bonfire of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, or dumping it all, they said. The entertainment giant is removing disclaimers on beloved classics like Peter Pan. I mean, what are you
about Peter Pan?
Jungle Book warned viewers the film has promoted racism and gained harmful stereotypes. Disney has announced it will abandon a series of DEI policies in keeping with a broader movement among Fortune 500 companies. It's funny how they always followed the money. It marks a major shift by Disney, which previously been sued by shareholders. They were sued by the shareholders for what they claimed was this woke agenda and publicly criticized prominent Republican politicians. In the wake of Black Lives Matter protests of 2020, the company announced that it would flag negative depictions in films on its Disney streaming platforms, some of which date more than 80 years ago. They took down that whole ride at Disney World, what was it called? The Brer Rabbit and all
Splash
that.
Splash Mountain.
Gone.
Splash Mountain's gone.
Gone.
That's it's like the princess and the gay frog or something. I don't know the exact name, but that's what they changed it to.
The stereotypes are wrong then, they're wrong now. Okay.
Dude, what?
I don't think it's a gay frog.
Are you sure?
No, not really.
I'm not surprised. I haven't been there, but I've heard rumors.
The Jungle Book from 1968 was slapped with a racism warning amid criticism that King Louie, the jazz singing Gorgant monkey, was intended as a racist caricature of African Americans.
Oh,
it was
gosh,
not.
Dude.
Viewers were also warned of the crows in Dumbo, 1941, almost 100 years ago, ridiculed enslaved Americans on Southern South and Southern plantations. Disney will now run shortened description in this about sections of the old programs, which states the program is presented as originally created and may contain stereotypes. Oh, so they're not removing it. They're shortening it. The program is presented as originally created and may contain stereotypes or negative depictions.
How about we address the cut scenes from Pinocchio where it depicts the pedophiles taking the children to Pleasure Island, the bad kids that don't listen to their parents? How about you look at some of those scenes, question what was all behind the subliminal in that movie? That was a very disturbing film if you watch as an adult and you watch the uncut scenes.
I always remember Disney, Walt, our boy, basically, not my boy, but he basically had Club 33 put in his park.
Pinocchio's grossly.
By the way, Club 33 was for 33 degree Masons.
That's exactly what it was.
And so it was a high level Masonic lodge. And so there's some weird things that happen in Masonic lodges after the 30th degree.
That's what I told you guys yesterday. You know, there's so many other things to do in Florida besides go to Disney. I mean, in reality, Disney is just a minuscule thing to do in Florida. It's just become this big thing because, quite frankly, social media has promoted it the last 20 years, too. It's the cool thing to go do. You're cool if you go to Disney. Not really. You're now broke if you go to Disney. So just don't go broke.
I remember they used to have turkey legs there for like $3.
Yeah, When I was a kid, you were a kid. The turkey legs were great.
They're still great.
They're big, chunky turkey legs.
For $3. Now they're like $14 for a turkey leg.
The last turkey leg I ever got there is when I was being escorted out by the sheriff's department. Well, that was a long story. I'm not even going to go with that. That was soaring. Anyways, I bought a turkey leg, was trying to eat it. I was so rudely interrupted by the sheriff's department because they were going after alleged allegations.
Some girl who
said I hit her. I didn't hit her.
No, nobody hit anybody.
She jumped in front of me, ran into Austin. And then tried to say that I hit her.
She wanted free Disney passes. It was unbelievable.
I bought like a $14 turkey leg, but it was the size of like a lollipop. And then I just didn't want to eat it because then I was like, I'm getting arrested. I don't want to do this. I didn't get arrested.
Well, no, this girl got mad because we were laughing on a ride.
Yeah.
She got mad and it basically wanted to have us thrown out of the park. You think, well, you're making this stuff up. You can't make this crap up. It's just
my personal opinion. I don't think she had her meds dialed in, but
I think she missed her meds.
Missed her meds. So, but again, that's why to keep your brain strong with our omega-3s and 5-HTP and Fit Food Protein on sale now for product of the week. This will stabilize your blood sugar.
Oh, that was good.
Very good. And use it every day. Use it as a supplement pre-workout or post-workout or after your morning breakfast or with your morning breakfast.
And it tastes great, too.
It tastes great. Be sure to check it out. Team Health Masters, over 12% off right now. Buy less, cheaper than the 3-pack special for one can. So let you guys know that.
Whoa.
You need anything, call us, email us, Team Health Masters. Thank you guys, my friends. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
We got to pray for you guys. I really love praying for you. Thank you for always keeping Jesus Christ at the head of your life. He is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. I love Jesus, and I hope and pray that you do too. You guys are amazing. Thanks for your support. We'll talk to you tomorrow.